Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today I want to share with us on the grace of adaptability. Adaptability is just accepting to rule no matter what.
And say, ube jia tumu se, ube tumie di hine, ube bibia uobia, enfahunia esi waho.
Accepting to rule no matter what.
Ujia tumu se, ube tumie di hine, ube bibia uobiara, enfahu tibia uo.
You know, God wants us to have adaptability in our lives.
Now, when you come here, he said, "You bet to me, anya and we shall swadi and we shall be full from our yabrabum."
This is the grace to rule over something that you cannot change for now.
And then he said, "We bet not to me, wadi. I want to me sisano sisiara."
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because there are things in our lives and in society that will not change for now.
And you may be where your brother, your bum, any baby, your one, you to me, Susan is here.
No matter how you cry out to God for about them, they will not change.
And for who is so, who be so actually when you're me, and you're the best son.
But God is going to give you the grace of adaptability.
Hallelujah.
To accept, to rule it. No matter what.
Now when you be ma wa duma, ube to me dia tina sati bianuma, ube di sata sati bianu so emfa won sa diete.
Because sometimes in life we are not ready to rule because we think that some conditions are not ripe for us to accept to be in charge.
Eya na ye mpese ye jitum se ye betumi edi nkunima na ye betumi edi nyoma bi so esan se ye adwen ye se wo se nyoma bi sisa na sisi ba bi ansa na ye nyatumi a ye betumi de edi bibi so.
So when God is offering you something, you say that, well, I am going to take it on condition that this and this and this and that prevails.
Enu ti so nyame ma obi bi a otumi ka cho nyame se me twa ko si se sanoma we sade we sade we ebe toto na kwa mu ansa majisade na tu.
But many times in life we are not going to have it this way.
Nanso abrabu aye bo me nya den nyina na obenya ne sa.
That is why you must accept to rule every situation that comes your way no matter what.
And not in a wasa would you to muse and for what to be a biana woom, one he near at Tibiani, there would be dinner wedding, you may be so and for Sanya at it.
You know, some people will only commit to the church on condition that this is there, I am giving this, I am listening to this happens, and all that.
Na eya na ya jun say ya basumo nyamia. Ewa na sorry fear was say new maybe sisi honu mansa and I knew maybe did any kwemansa. Yan sun ya was say ye ni ya ye.
Some people feel like before I can get committed to my father or to my parents or my mother, she has to recognize this and that and that and that. If those conditions are not there, we are not ready to accept to be in charge.
Na yan ju ye say ya wofo no mu entumi anya nyoma bi ama ya bi a wanfa me anko school wanhwe me wa mama aduane andi wa mama baabi anfa me tianto a ene na me sume famu dia wose me yama wo me entumi nya san se omo anya ne na esese wo mo ye.
Some people are not ready to rule in their society and in their nation because some conditions do not exist over there.
Na ebinu mu pese wo mu di him man so anyo mu cross we san se enyo ma bi omo hwehwe se be deda ho no eni ho.
They say before I can get committed and take charge and take responsibility, then they must recognize me this way, then the nation must be like that, then black people must be like that, then white people must be like that. They set their own conditions. And once those conditions are not there, they are not ready to adapt. They are not ready to accept, to rule what is undesirable and what to them is bad.
Na ebinu ma yase kosi se bibiman benya adwene adwene se kosi se meman no enio me bi ba tototo se no ahenia na wonyame de ma o se diso empo wotibi a wo mu ne wo se wonye esan se enio me bi a wo hwia se anwo ho ne eni ho.
Let's put it in the context of the word of the Lord by the apostle Paul.
Senya ye papa Paul oma ye hu na ye nya santi ase wo sa asemi hu
in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
Korintofo nguma etusu mienu ti 9.
And then verse 6.
Chichemu ensia.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6 says, "Therefore it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness who has shown in our hearts."
Wasi wonyame na wakasa se ehan emfi sumumra no. Ona na wakire yesa.
To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus or through Jesus.
Say, yadi wanyankupon nim die, ene niya wawano ebe tren nkwa fo enam Christo so.
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
Nemo ya wasa achedia srunkwi ewo asasi su akura die numu.
That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
Say ye to me any eredia nyina ebe jina wonyankupon to me so.
We are hard pressed on every side yet not crushed.
Na bebi biara ye wo biara ye wo akodie kese mu nanso ye nsay.
We are perplexed but not in despair.
Ye titi nanso ye ha ha.
Verse 11, for we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake. That the life of Jesus also may be made manifest in our mortal flesh. Verse 15, for all things are for your sakes. That grace, having spread through the many,
because
thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God.
May
the Lord add his blessing, his anointing, his illumination, even to the reading of his word. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I want us to understand that kingdom people do not belong to this world. Although they are in the world, they do not belong to the world. And the kingdom treasure which is inside of them is foreign to their bodies and their societies.
In the
light of every, in the heart of every believer is the treasure of God.
But the
Bible tells us that the treasure is foreign to its container. The container being the body or the society that is containing the blessing and the wealth and the release of God from above.
Na adie na ekura sa wonyankopon ahyehyede no adie na ewo mu no ene adekro na yedie gu mu no ebo ebra se eye nia ye ni pesui anase ba bia ye wo ye wiase ye wo mu ene nia ewo ye mu no ebo ebra.
So an important grace that people of God, kingdom people, must develop in their lives is the grace to accept or to adapt their uncooperative bodies and uncooperative societies and nations, adapt it or adapt to rule over it and not compromise with the body, society, and the container that they find themselves in.
And you need to pursue, we need to pursue. Any baby dia wo wono any wanyankopon ahenia na wo wakumamun ebo ebra na mom no nyame hwehwe se ne baby abaya ne se woni padue ene ne wo wumu aye ahenia na sam na ebo ebra mpa ye wadwe se wo bedi so esa ne se mania ewo wakumamun na aye ahenia ne sam no endi woni padue eso.
In other words, The kingdom treasure, which is Jesus Christ, and his kingdom in your heart, is perfect, it is excellent. But it is in an imperfect container or body or society. And you cannot get rid of the container, because if you try to get rid of your body, you will die. So you cannot get rid of whatever thing is containing God's precious wealth. And you will know that anything which is a treasure to you, you are careful about what you put it in. Because you want a container that will enhance it, not a container that will hinder it or curtail it. That is why, if you are a black believer, I came to tell you that Africa will enhance you.
Hallelujah. And what is a way of bibini? Na me kachira wose sa ebibi manya yewomi ebema wosuashring.
I came to tell you that whatever container place that you find yourself in, that place is designed by God, not designed by the devil.
Enuti baby dia wowo ene akuradie biara wowo no onyankopon ena ahyehye enyo bonsam.
He has designed it to help you.
Now ahyehye ne se beye beye muade ama.
All that you have to do is to adapt to its imperfections.
Na ne wasa wo ya ne se wo betumi ate wo ho ase na wo de wo ho ase baby dia wowo no mu pepepe.
Adapt to its imperfections in order to rule over it. Not to compromise with it.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I want us to know that because what is in us is so divine and excellent and perfect, we are going to have problems with what is outside us.
There
are two reactions that people have when they see that their container or their body or their society is not as they want it to be. The first thing is that they lose interest in the body. They lose interest in their society. They lose interest in the environment which does not agree with the wonderful things God has said to them in their hearts.
Na esa nyo nyamya ka cho mo makoma mu no ene ne omuhu na ne ne bo abranti ubehu se na nani gye ewo baabi a owo no ni ne pesu eman a owo m ebibi man na owo m ubehu se ene na adwen no ebo abranti oni ani gye bia wo m.
There are many believers who are standing aloof as far as the society God has placed them in is concerned. They owe allegiance to other societies, other containers where they are
not.
Some of them want to be in a white container or a white body.
So
they want to bleach themselves and change what God has not changed.
And it was just yes, I was rasra dear. And it is why you tuntum or person or you go near who say Ghana Bronin Ebe.
To an extent that on Friday, La Côte d'Ivoire had to ban all white lightening skin creams. I mean, all creams that lightens the skin. Total ban on it.
Omaya ma Côte d'Ivoire po fo bu afu. Enti omo si anasrade ayasra po ye hunni. Na beton bi wo Côte d'Ivoire po ho ya kokko ye beti watum.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Some people, they will not bleach. But the container, the nation that God has put them in, they don't owe any allegiance to it. They stand aloof. They are disinterested in it. They forget that God carefully chose where they should be, where they should be born, to what parents, for a purpose. They forget that God placed them in a nation as they are in for a purpose. And so although they may be in the nation, they don't care. They are disinterested about ruling in the nation. They rather want to rule in somebody else's nation, and they want to be in somebody's nation whilst they are in their own nation.
Na sankrofono omo tumitu omo man nugu omo yema kwamo wo man foforo so e kan wo man ne kasa no bi ane ti omo dia no nya media ma wo no omo mfa nya hwee.
Many African black believers are like that.
Na abibifo bebre ye jidi fo yete sa.
Instead of adapting and accepting to rule over what God has not changed.
Na yebeji atum na yedi hini wo ade a wonyankopon sesan yenum no.
They are changing it themselves.
Omo asi nyame yankasa yebesesan no.
Wow.
Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, I came to share with us something which is very fundamental to your kingdom life. I want you to know that anything that God gives to you, which you do not like, the devil has got the right to touch it. Anything that God has given you, which you lose interest in, the devil immediately begins to show interest in it and starts to touch it just because you are not interested in it. And he is the default king. He knows why you have been placed there at such a time as that. So he will try as much as possible to deceive you into thinking that look at what is inside you. Look at the wonderful things you read in the Bible. Look at what God has promised you. And look at the container in which God has put the thing in. Why? Why do you accept the container? Why do you accept such a sinful body? And we say that we have Jesus living in our body. Why do you do that? Why can't you accept something else apart from that? And you see, he wants you to be disinterested in the container so that he can touch it. And when we do that, when we become disinterested in the things God has given to us, whether it's your wife, whether it's your marriage, whether it's your children, whether it's your church, anytime you get disinterested in it, you allow the devil the chance. He gets the legitimate right to come and sit there as a king and to touch it.
Adia biara wo se won pe wanyame dia ma wo ye hu hwe nya ye. Da wo se won pe no obronsam e ho na odi ni post. Ene ti no nya me dia ma wo biara e wo adwun ya wo se ne wo wakuma mu ana ne wo kinka wanyame asem ani ni bo ebra. Wo be ya wo adwun se won nya pepe. Na obronsam abepe. Ene ti wa wari a wo wo mu di wani show bi de wo kinka wanyame asem na wo se wo kunu bedo e yire bebra ne ho ase wo hu sa. Nti wo se ne den aware ni ehona no bru sama by immediately at once by force o se ya media na wa beje e ma wo nya media ma wo hwe o mudu se na wa bon sa obi aso a class anko na wo so a class wa sha se se wo po wo ba no obonsam obeba be fa ba no ene ti ade bia na wo nyakopon dia ma na wonim se asam na wo te no obonsam na be mu ehu se asam na wa te na ni ba bia wo na egbo abura ene ti sha se se wo po san se opese wo fa u ja wo pe obonsam obeba be som na wa fa enti hweni.
Tell the person sitting by you, whatever God has put you in,
catch on your tune chain say ba bi biara wo nyankopon di wato no,
be interested in it
ma wani nyi hu.
Hallelujah,
what a word.
Be interested in it
ma wani nyi hu.
Be passionate about it
ma wa kuma nyina nda sade
no. No matter what, accept to rule in that situation.
And fa hu said ya te ye wadwen say sati bia na wo mu no be di hini wo so.
That is why before Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4, 6 to 7, before he talked about the treasure of God, which is in an earthen vessel, which is weak and all that, he said that the God of this world, he referred to the devil as the God of this world.
Asana Paul e ba be ka se sa abuade na onyankopon dia maye ne eyemre ene sa nyoma nyoma ni nyina no odi ka tu yafu bi ansa.
Ladies and gentlemen, the grace to adapt, to rule over a situation is something that God wants that it will spread among us.
Na se ye betumi ajiti bia ye wo mu na tum na ye de hini wo eso no. Onyankopon pese ye nya sante ase no wo ya babo nyina mu.
So Paul said in our text 2 Corinthians 4 verse 15 that all things are for your sake.
Eno ti wo kan wo Korintofo nguma ni se enyoma ni nyina wo ho ema ye nti.
Before then he had recounted, we are in despair, we are in trouble, and we are buffeted in our body, and all that. And he says that for all things are for your sake, including the body in which, the weak body in which is the treasure.
Na ansana obeka sanwa se sanoma nyina ebre yenipedua aboto enoma yetumi yehu ni se enye ni nyina wase ni nyina wo ho ema yenti.
Tell the person sitting by you, all things are for your sake.
Catch on your tune chance adie nyina wo ho ma unti.
He says there is a reason so that grace will spread across to many. What grace is Paul talking about? He is talking about the grace to rule, to have the excellence inside of you come out in spite of the container or your society or your body which is hindering. He says that there is a certain grace. It is a grace to adapt to the weakness outside of you and still be able to rule, and he wants this grace to spread to many.
Now I say nya waka adomini ne se ama yebenya ahoden ni nyansa ni nimde wate bia yewo mu no se yebetumi edi bibibia so enwo se ye hwe ba bia yewo ana ye nipa su ne yemra wo ye nemom yama adepa na wo ye mu ne empie na endi hini wo ba bibia yewo biara.
Hallelujah,
amen.
May the grace of adaptability be your portion in the name of Jesus.
I receive it. Onyankopon ma wadoma wobetumi asesa wo ho ade akohye tibia biara mu sedia wobehu ho afa
bi. No matter where you go,
baby biara wobeko biara,
no matter what happens to you,
emfa ho ni abeto,
no matter where you find yourself,
emfa ho baby a wobehu ho wo,
you have to adapt to rule.
Ewo sa wo ye wa dwin se wobedi nya ewo ho no
so, not adapt to compromise it.
Enya sa wobeka se enya ma mensu me nya sedia tenara.
This grace was the main strategy of our Lord Jesus.
Now when Christ,
the Bible makes us to know that although he was the King of Glory, although his nature knew no sin, yet he came down and he adapted to a sin-filled environment. He didn't adapt to a sin-filled environment among mankind just to sin with mankind, but to rule over it.
Now, while Master Yasimu and Yanina, my friend, your bonny Debbie, no more by a better name, Eddie Bonesso.
He's so ruled over it that although he is a holy God, yet sinners loved him.
Now, when Yasun Kunim Diakosi said, a woman saw your onyankopon kronkron ni de na so adebanya for edonu.
Because Jesus will not judge them.
Esan say yes wo mu wo ma ten.
Because Jesus will let his love cover a multitude of sins.
Na yes be ma ne do akata boni bebre so.
Because Jesus will just adapt to the environment of mankind.
Na yes na obet sibiana owo mu no otumi sesa ne ho adegitum.
And that is a grace that is coming upon your life today.
Receive it. Now sa do me and eba wa bra bo so ene.
Adapting to rule was the main strategy of the Apostle Paul.
Now Paul so sa na obo ne bra.
In bringing the kingdom of God to us, Apostle Paul said that with the Jews he behaves like a Jew. So that he will win the Jews, with the Gentiles like a Gentile, so that by all means he will bring some to kingdom light.
And uti ya papa Paul ka se so wako jufu numa oye ne hu se jufu juni okwa amamfo mo oye ne hu se amamuni amani atibiara obenya bi adama Kristo.
That is why adapting to the environment you find yourself in is going to be key as far as bringing God's rule about is concerned.
Nuti na tibia wo mno se wo begia tum na wedi hini wo mno ebetumi aboa ama onyankopon trimpo so abem.
So adaptability is the grace you adjust to different conditions in your body and in your society.
Nuti se wo begia tum na wanyansesan se sa tibia we metumi asesa me ho de me ho ahyem ewo woni paduam ani baabi a wo wo no. And any adaptability.
This grace implies that on this earth, in your physical life, you will not have perfect situations.
Now, which I say, what a real simony will need personal, and your bibia ended up perfect, said the open.
You will not have perfect provisions,
and then you will hear you now.
You will not have perfect superiors over you.
You
will not have perfect partners. And you will not have perfect subordinates. But this principle demands that you have some inner hardness.
Now which I was
to improvise no matter where you find yourself. You must have the ingenuity, you must have that kind of excellence in you that will make you perform still at the level God wants you to perform in spite of the hindering environment around you.
Ewom se nyoma nyina enko pepepe sa dia wo pe wo tibia bia wo wom na mom wo benya nam ye bi wo wom din ye bi wo wom se nya tibia na se do nyankopon pesa wo tena wo sa tibia num no wo betumi atena.
So in the church you will not have perfect superiors.
And it was sorry no no won ya can defa or mobibia ebe pepe sa dia.
It does not mean don't commit to it.
In the
workplace, you will not have perfect
subordinates. It does not mean
that compromise with them and have the same attitude that they
have. It
rather tells you that you must have some hardness inside, that no matter the environment around me, I am going to rule over it.
You came from heaven to
earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.